American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93KHJ. On the phone with us here, we have the country head for ANZ America Samoa Bank. We want to welcome Tossie Scanlon to the airwaves. Good morning, Tossie. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing great. Thank you.
So we've got some significant dates here that people, I'm sure, are well aware of, probably have gotten some mailers to about ANZ. And it says that ANZ closing on September 30th of this year.
That's correct. So I just want to remind everybody about the bank closures. That's September 3rd. That's only 3 months, less than 3 months away, John. So I'd like everyone to please have already started moving your funds out of the bank. To another local bank or any other bank that you're banking with, to ensure that you get all of that done before September 30th. Inform or tell anybody that you have direct deposits into your account, like maybe your payroll, your Social Security, tax refund, or anything of that nature, to move that deposit to another bank or start sending those payments to another bank under your name or your account. Cancel all automatic debits or charges, like if you have ASPA automatic payments or Blue Sky or Astica or even your credit card payments, that you already have automatic payments or even loan payments, that you have scheduled automatic payments out of your account, cancel those before September 30th and direct them to another account to get those funds out. If you don't close your account by September 30th, they will be closed automatically. And we'll be sending a check for the remaining balance of your account to the mailing address we have that's in our system or associated with your account. And if you don't deposit that check with another bank before December 31st, that check will be canceled. And the value of the check will be given to the American Samoa Government Department of the Treasury. So you want to access the money after this has happened. You will need to file a request for your unclaimed money with the American Samoa Government Department of the Treasury. So we're really committed and we are available to help make your move to another bank as smooth and as less painful and convenient to you as possible. So some of the things that I wanted everyone to be aware of, there are dates for services that are ending before September 30th. So August 1st, that's what, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away? From 6 p.m., ANZ, America Samoa Banks, FPOS, or your credit card machines that with our various merchants and businesses and ATMs will cease to operate. So they won't be working after August 1st because the bank will have disabled them. Your ANZ ATM card, whether it's off-island or international, those will also be disabled. You won't be able to use them from any ATM machine or any FPOS machines locally because the FPOS machine will have been disabled. Your automated clearinghouse originators, these are payrolls that are automatically credited that use our payroll services. Those will also be disabled in 2.5 weeks' time. Time certificate of deposits will not be renewed automatically. So please make sure that you have those date August 1st to be sure that you would have already moved your funds for the bank if you rely on those ATM cards to get cash out or to purchase things or using the ATM machines.
Now, the FPOS, I wanted to ask about that. I'm not sure if you mentioned that. Maybe just we could repeat it if you didn't already. But when you make a transaction at a store, because a lot of people now are using their cards when they're just in a local store and they have the ANZ card reader or the FPOS reader, is that going to also cease operation on August 1st along with the ATMs?
Yes, from 6 p.m. So those merchant card machines will cease to operate after 6 o'clock at night.
Is there another, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth about another bank or other plans, but is there an alternative for a store owner that's listening to this and saying, okay, all my customers use my little ANZ swipe machine. Is there an alternative that I can get in on now that I can no longer use that, as that August 1st deadline is looming? Like you said, it's about 2.5 weeks out. Is there any local, like, do you know if TBAS has one or any credit unions, anything like that?
Well, TBAS already has one, and they've already rolled out their FPOS machines to the merchants. So I would encourage any of the merchants that relies on those machines to contact TBAS directly for their FPOS machine plan and program.
Okay, that's good info. So TBAS hoping to make that a seamless transition. So
exactly. In fact, most of the larger merchants already have the TBAS machines in there.
All right, very good. Okay, so that's important, and hopefully the little guys too. You know, just like the local stores, because sometimes you know you're. It's just hard to get money out, you know, for whatever reason, an ATM is down. And it sounds like most of the ATMs are going to be out after August 1st, other than the TBAS ones. And so I imagine there will be a big burden on them. And you might not be able to get money out of the TBAS because somebody else did. And so, cardless machine.
TBAS, and I don't like to toot TBAS horn here, but TBAS has more machines, ATM machines, and they're also independent ATM machines out there in the market. From what I understand, they have about 17 ATM machines already out with the local stores and at various destinations. So we only have 7. So we'll be...
But they work so good. I love your ANZ machine. I'm going to miss it. It's so fast.
I know. I'm going to miss it too.
This is Tossie Scanlon, by the way, talking with us if you're just tuning in, talking about the closure. So you got the closure at the end of September, September 30th. That's when you're out completely. But the card readers, the little swipey things that use FPOS is what they're officially called, and the ATMs, at the end of this month, they're done, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So got to make some plans. Now, I wanted to ask you, say I have an account at TBAS. What steps should I take to get that closed down?
At ANZ?
Yeah, I'm sorry, ANZ. My bad. Okay. TBAS on the mind. Yeah, if I'm an ANZ account holder, you guys are leaving, so I need to close my account. How do I go about closing my account?
So all you need to do is withdraw the balance of your account out and do it down to zero balance, and your account will automatically close.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Yep.
I don't need to bring like a notarized birth certificate and a legal ID or anything like that. Just go to the bank like you normally would and make a withdrawal, huh?
Right, just make a withdrawal. For entities, they just need to write a check for the balance in their account, and it'll get down to zero, and it'll automatically close 24 hours later.
Okay. Is there anybody in particular that they should ask for when they're doing that?
No, because they just, you know, call in for their balances or check your online for your balance, write a check. Just make sure all the checks you've written out there has cleared, because once your account is automatically closed, any checks that come through will be automatically rejected. But, you know, you just need to know the balance of your account and know that all the checks that you've written have cleared. Then just write one check to go over to TBAS and deposit it there. And once it counts down to zero, 24 hours later, your account will close.
Okay, that's easy enough. That's very simple to do then. So just find out how much you got and then take it out, and that's it.
That's it. That's all I need to do. So just ensuring for your convenience, just make sure that all of your checks have cleared already, all of your automatic debits have been canceled. If you have credit cards that automatically come out of your account, cancel those. Also, any of your, if you're expecting payroll, Social Security benefits that automatically goes into your accounts, cancel those as well and make sure that you change it to your new account.
All right. And then if you don't do any of that, that your account balance goes to ASG's Treasury, and then you got to follow up with them to get your money from Treasury after exactly. September 30th, huh?
Yep, after December 30th.
December 30th, and, okay.
Yeah, if come September 30th, and that's when the two branches have closed their doors, and your balance will freeze as of the end of the 30th. So whatever balance you had on the 30th, end of the day, that will be the balance that will be issued out on your check. To be mailed out to you on the address that we have on your account. So we will give everyone that have unclaimed their deposits 90 days to clear that check, those cashier's check, being deposited into your other bank account. If December 31st that check still hasn't cleared, that check will be canceled, and then the funds will be transferred over to the American Samoa Government Treasury Department. And then you would have to contact them directly to claim your funds.
Okay.
After that.
All right. So it's out of your hands and then into Treasury, and it's up to them to follow up. But that's not until the end of the year, huh?
Right. That's not until the end of the year.
Okay. So get your money out now then, huh?
Right. Right.
Got it.
And another date to be aware of, at the end of August, over-the-counter deposits will also be discontinued. So what we're trying to do here is no more deposits coming in after August 31st over the counter to encourage everyone to move their funds out. Any issuance of checks will also be discontinued. Night depositories. Now, these are all for the business entities that rely on 24-hour night depository services. That will also be discontinued on August 31st. Over-the-counter wire transfers as well will also be discontinued on August 31st. So please make note of those dates to if you're relying on any of these services, because those will be seized on those particular dates.
Very good. All right, Tossie, we appreciate you calling in for these reminders, important stuff, because pretty much everybody at one point or another has been an ANZ account holder, and great info here.
Yes, so I encourage everyone to please don't wait for the last minute. you know how it is, CS. We love to wait until the last date to do things, but for your money, you know, it's valuable. Take the time to move your resources and your money out. You don't want to last day and then have to wait 90 days to get your check in the mail or for unclaimed deposits, and then having to deal with the government after that. I don't know of anyone who would want to do that, having to go knock at the door of the Treasury Department. And, you know, we've all experienced it. We'll be standing in line, going from department to department, looking for and trying to get an unclaimed deposit that's being transferred over to the government. So please make a point. Starting now, you've got 2 weeks to August 1st, and then you have about 2 months thereafter to move your account and ensure that everything is run smoothly.
Got it. All right. Well, good info here, and thank you for using the airways of 93KHJ to reach people that this affects, as of which I'm sure there are many. And we appreciate you talking to us, Tossie. Anything else before we wrap up here?
No, that's it, John. It's a pretty wet Monday morning today, but it's nice, though. It's kind of freshens things up and a lot cooler. So call us, call me, or my number, my mobile number, 258-4292. If you need any further instructions on transferring or closing of an account, we have our branch manager, Ofa Molesi, over at Tafuna, and we have Cecilia McKenzie over at Fangatongo Branch if you need any assistance.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, John.
We'll talk
Thanks
soon.
Again for
okay.
the time.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
93KHJ, and we will go ahead. take a short time out here as we say hi to Isabel and Dean at A&E Cafe. Now, remember, it is Monday, so A&E is closed on Mondays, but they'll be back at it tomorrow coming out of the weekend here. Have a great day off to our friends at A&E Cafe as we say hi to the child care program now.